This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's gas prices are at historically high levels this holiday weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The state's average cost for a gallon of unleaded is hovering close to $4. That's about 15 cents higher than this time last year. Skyler McKinley is with AAA Colorado. He says prices should hold steady through the holiday.
There will be, of course, some surges along the major travel corridors, so if you are filling up in Vail, expect to pay well north of $4.
Lower supply and healthy travel demand are the main factors for high prices. Many U.S. refineries were knocked offline this summer due to heat waves. Prices should start to go down after Labor Day as the summer travel season winds down. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The federal government might reclassify cannabis as a less dangerous drug, similar to ketamine rather than heroin. Dawn Reinfeld heads the Boulder-based nonprofit Blue Rising and has worked on state policy to reduce youth access to highly potent marijuana. She opposes reclassification.
The federal government needs to have a better understanding of what high-potency THC is. And this announcement makes me think that they are still thinking that this is the pot from the Woodstock years, and we know that it's not.
Researchers, cannabis businesses, and some policymakers in Colorado praised the move by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Denver says it is more than $60 million behind in upkeep for the Colorado Convention Center. That announcement comes as the city plans to invest more than $230 million on a new terrace for the center. This is CPR News.